Today we want to talk with you about activating and generating and amplifying the vibration that is the freedom of wealth. So before we talk about amplifying it and generating it and creating it and really just sitting in it, we want to talk about what this vibration actually is. So we're taking two ideas and marrying them together, freedom and wealth. And since freedom is not situational or conditional, we're not talking about anything specific in terms of how much money, cash, dollars, pounds, or euro, or any particular situation. Because what we're really interested in here is helping you identify what it feels like to experience the freedom of wealth. As we say, this freedom is not situational, it's not conditional. So it's not going to be something that has to do with dollar signs or pound notes or pretty little pictures on different colored currency notes. It's not going to have anything to do with accounts or credits or debits, but it has everything to do with what generates those things to your benefit. So wealth is a beneficial idea, which may seem like a strange thing to have to announce, but it is. Wealth is an idea of abundance. Wealth is an idea of expansion. Wealth is an idea of what it is that you're capable of creating at any given moment for any given reason. Wealth is the overflow of what is wanted. Wealth is also you just simply allowing yourself to have what you're wanting. From our perspective, it is almost sort of a shortcut term that represents alignment, but alignment in physical terms that has to do with abundance. Now, we could say you got an abundance of this or an abundance of that, but we could also say that it's not an abundance of, let's say, rabbits or kitty cats. That's not really wealth. An abundance of cash dollars or pounds or euro is probably the story. So as you're hearing these words, these are the things we invite you to think about. What is wealth really for you? And perhaps after all of these conversations that we've had about the idea of wealth, that perhaps you do know what it means. Then again, perhaps you don't know what it means. Perhaps you're in fact less sure of what it means than ever before. Regardless of where you are, you're in the right place, and this is the right time for this conversation. Your presence here in this conversation, the words that you're hearing, the ways in which they're coming, and how they're arising, and what they mean to you, is no coincidence. There's no strange occurrence going on here. This is synchronicity at its finest. This is the right day at the right time in the right way for this particular conversation. It's easier than you think to be in the vibration of this wealth. It's easier than you think to be in the freedom of wealth vibration. So if nothing else, and this is purely a physical trick, but if nothing else, you can always stop what you're doing, whatever you're thinking, take a deep breath, and feel the freedom of that breath, and then turn your attention towards the abundance of what you see. Take your physical reality at face value and look around and notice how much wealth there is in front of you. Whether it's titled to you or not is not significant. It's not important. This is called leveraging. This is called amplifying a vibration. It's not about anything that you can define, so it's not a logical thing. It's however, whatever it is that you can identify. Whatever it is that you can identify to your benefit, whatever it is that you can identify that helps you along the way. Putting your attention in this manner, looking at these things as you see them, finding your way through this idea of the freedom of wealth, this is what we're talking about. So as you take a deep breath and you notice that the freedom of wealth is all around you, and it doesn't matter what situation you're in or what circumstances are, it doesn't matter what you can actually see, there is great wealth surrounding you. It's everywhere, literally everywhere. If you were in the middle of the desert, there would be a wealth of sand and a wealth of sky. If you were in the middle of the ocean, there would be a wealth of water, and there would be a wealth of perhaps little fishes going to and fro, schooling themselves from here to there. If you were in the midst of, let's say, some great storehouse of treasure, there would be an abundance of rubies and diamonds and emeralds, a great wealth of these things. If you were just sitting in your home, looking around at the pictures on the wall, looking around at the furniture, at the carpeting, at the roof, at the ceiling, there would be a wealth of your manifested ideas. In fact, that's really all that you're seeing. Remember that you are at the center of this physical universe, and everything that you see, what you can actually now take stock of right at this red-hot minute. These things are here not coincidentally. They're not here randomly. They're here very much part of an unfolding idea that is playing itself out. And when you realize that you're in the midst of the freedom of wealth right at this red-hot minute, it's not that difficult to do. You just look around and you can see it. Just take a deep breath. This creates the vibration. This generates the vibration. This amplifies the vibration. This puts you in the middle of it. It's quite possible that you might be thinking that there's some trick to all of this, something that you haven't quite come across, something that is complicated or complex, some sort of ritualistic approach, some systematic approach, some series of thoughts that you think that then cause cascading experiences to happen on and on and on like this. And to that we say, you can certainly invent those if you want to. And as this series of conversations continues, so too will we be looking around and offering you ideas and processes that may help you from time to time. But like the air that you breathe and the water that you drink, like the better feeling thought that is imminently in front of you, the freedom of wealth is standing right there, right in front of you. It is imminently available right now. It is inherently part of your story. All that we're doing here is just giving names to things that you've already identified. All that we're doing here is giving you the opportunity to stop and take notice. That's how you create your reality, is through what you give your attention to. You don't do it through your hands, and you don't do it through your feet or your voice. Those are things that happen as an extension of the creating that is going on. But they do not happen to make it happen. They may happen to facilitate. But the real power behind everything that you see is the fact that you see it, the expectation that you have of seeing it. Whether you are aware of that expectation or not, that is what is happening here. So you can take stock. You can take stock today. You can take a deep breath, and you can see the freedom of wealth all around you. And more importantly, from where you sit, you can take a deep breath and you can feel the freedom of wealth inside of you. Now, as you turn your attention in that direction, one of the things that you are undoubtedly going to notice is that this is an expansive thought. So you know when you're plugged into this thought, it feels like a breath of fresh air. It feels like an opening. It feels like something new, something next. The freedom of wealth is not an idea that will ever grow stale. You may change the words. You may evolve all sorts of ideas that you have about what it means. But the freedom of wealth is sort of the basis of your physical reality. You were born wealthy, you are living wealthy, and you will die wealthy, and regardless of circumstance, this is true. You may turn and you may say, well, look at this person and their circumstances. How could you call that wealth? And we would say, you don't know what it is, because you see it from the outside, and you're not seeing what is really happening there. Would you deny your friend the opportunity to experience wealth in a circumstance that is tailored to them? You don't like it, but you're not in it. They may not like it. You certainly have been in plenty of circumstances on your own, in your own way, that you didn't like, that you would have rarely or hardly, from that limited logical perspective, call true wealth. But every moment of every day, of every minute, of every moment, in every way that you have been alive, you have been infused with and surrounded by wealth, whether you turned your attention away from it or not, whether you had other ideas about what it might mean. It doesn't matter how you got here. It doesn't matter what happened before. It doesn't matter what is happening with other people. If you truly are wanting to extend the gift of wealth to others, either by thought or by action, the only way that this could happen is by focusing on what you know wealth to be. And by extension, it then moves out to other people all around you. In fact, you don't really have to do anything for that to occur. It happens naturally, like every thought of expansion. Every thought that feels better has a very positive and delicious effect on people all around you, some of whom you know and some of whom you don't. It has an effect that transcends time and space. In other words, in every moment that you have a thought that feels better, there's a miracle that occurs. Because in that moment, you have decided to drop the attack against yourself and to allow something bigger and better to happen. When it comes to the idea of true wealth, what this means in very practical terms is that you stop defending yourself against what you actually want. True wealth, you lay down your arms, the arms that you have used in order, the weapons you've used in order to make things happen, to push against your reality, to slay the dragon. Once you realize that there is no dragon, it's just a light show of smoke and fire, that there is nothing really there. Once you realize you can feel better right now, once you realize true wealth is everything that is around you, once you realize that the freedom of wealth is something that is imbued in you, that is inherent in you, that this is the nature of your being, this is the nature, in fact, we would say, of your personality while focused in physical form. You think you left the garden, but you never left the garden. You turned your attention away from it. But the garden has never, ever, ever abandoned you. You're in it. It's just a matter of you deciding that that is the truth. But we can take these lofty ideas and banter them about all we want, and that doesn't actually, perhaps, help you as much as just simply taking a deep breath once again and noticing the abundance that surrounds you and feeling what it feels like to see that, tapping into the vibration of true wealth, of freedom, of the joy and the delight and the wonder of these things. You don't generate the vibration as much as what you do is remember its presence. And thoughts then arise out of that. becoming what it is that you yourself are wanting more and more of. Not taking on random shapes and forms, but very precisely and very specifically taking on shapes and forms that are helpful to you specifically. Every thought that you reach for that feels better is a thought that brings you more into alignment with what you're actually wanting. It's a thought, in other words, of wealth. And you are free to choose these thoughts. Freedom underlies, in fact, the choice for a thought that feels better. So whenever it is that you are thinking a thought that feels better, you are truly choosing the freedom of wealth. You see, it is that easy to generate, to create, to amplify, and to sit in the vibration of the freedom of wealth.